Well, topiramate is an herbicide that's only been commercially used for about the last 6 years. It's part of the HPPD class and is used in all types of cornfields, both sweet and field corn. Well, a team of Agricultural Research Service scientists, along with university and industry colleagues, discovered a genetic vulnerability to topiramate herbicide in 49 varieties of corn. This is the first report of this weed control posing a danger to crops. So I have on the line with me Marty Williams, lead scientist on the report. He is with the USDA ARS Global Change and Photosynthesis Research Unit in Illinois. Marty, thanks so much for joining.
David, thanks for having me.
How did you first hear about this problem?
Well, we were contacted by a seed company just over 2 years ago about an issue that they saw injury from topiramate, which they were not expecting because the basis of knowledge of what we have about corn sensitivity to other HPPD inhibitors, they'd already been screened for that. So they thought they knew it was tolerant to existing chemistry, but then it was severely injured by topiramate. And those injury symptoms are actually bleached corn leaves several days after herbicide application. In extreme cases, you can have plant death.
It's called a genetic vulnerability. What exactly is going on with this chemistry and these 49 varieties of corn you discovered it in?
Well, what's very interesting is this is a new genetic vulnerability that has never been reported before. So it's probably the first report of a corn sensitivity to a corn herbicide in over 30 years. And so this brand new genetic vulnerability, we're still trying to identify exactly how it occurs, but we found that it's not in just this one corn inbred that was first brought to our attention. As we were following up on research for that one corn inbred, trying to map the sensitivity to understand just where it was influencing the corn genome, we just, along the lines, happened to keep noticing in our research fields and other people's plots sensitive corn material. And so we compiled a list and did a follow-up screening. And yeah, we found sensitivity to topiramate in 49 different corn inbred lines, both field corn and as well as sweet corn. And it's very interesting because one of the sweet corn lines is Illinois 677A, which is the source of the sugar enhancer trait for sweet corn. It's one of the major endosperm mutants that's really important for high quality sweet corn. Well, the line that introduced that trait to sweet corn is highly sensitive to topiramate. And as I mentioned, field corn as well, both temperate germplasm and tropical germplasm. So what I initially thought was maybe just isolated to one company and one inbred. No, it's actually quite larger than that.
30 years, the first time you guys have found some sort of genetic vulnerability, a new one like this. Where do we go from here? Because it's very difficult, if not impossible, to take a new chemistry and test it on every single new hybrid or vice versa.
Yeah, that's a great question, David. We felt compelled to hurry up and get the message out because this is the first report of severe sensitivity. Just to raise awareness of, hey, there's something new going on here, and it is really new. We can't rely based on what we know how performance to a product like Callisto and its impact on a corn hybrid. We can't use that information. This is a completely different genetic defect. So, yes, initially to get the word out there, but then also to continue studying this to figure out exactly what the mechanism is, and to have the both the manufacturer of topiramate as well as the seed companies, field corn seed companies, sweet corn seed companies, don't know for sure yet about popcorn, but have them begin to think about this, and maybe they need to look and screen some of their germplasm, some of their most important germplasm. Ideally, we'll be able to develop some molecular markers so that they wouldn't have to, so they could do this at a faster level than having to grow every single line out in the field and spray it with the herbicide. But, you know, we're not there yet, but raising awareness of it and letting folks know we needed some follow-up research here to really be sure we can solve this problem before it becomes a major problem to growers.
Because this was a bit of a shock, because the 49 varieties of corn, the hybrid makers, as well as chemical producers of topiramate, are not related at all. They do not create the hybrids, or they do not create the chemical in any of the companies involved.
That's right. Yep. You know, this is a great example of value of public research, because we were able to step in between here, both the seed companies and herbicide manufacturers, and fill in this knowledge gap where the seed companies may not have access to, they wouldn't have had access to the herbicide until it was commercialized. Certainly the herbicide manufacturer doesn't have access to all the corn germplasm that is used in the world. But we're able to bridge this divide and come up with some useful knowledge that helps them, which helps growers.
Marty Williams, lead scientist here with the USDA ARS Global Change and Photosynthesis Research Unit in Illinois. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, thanks for having me, David.
We appreciate it, and we'll be sure to continue following up on this story. Well, now it is time for the three big things you need to know for the day.